you recording.
But all the other things, welcome, Saki.
Accountant would say that the budget does not add up to it, and the DA is curtailing, and the DA is having an oversight over excessive spending, and he won't approve that. Maybe you can persuade your colleague.
She's listening very carefully.
I'm wondering why you're putting this problem of yours as chairperson at my
problem. No, that's my problem. And you're the persuasive one amongst them, so maybe you've got more persuasive power than the Honorable Chen. Colleagues, I hope you had a nice weekend. I had the most horrible weekend starting on Friday night with the singing of the national anthem. If there's any one of you that volunteering to go to Italy tomorrow, maybe tomorrow morning, to go and sing the national anthem, please feel free to raise your hands and Grace will do the necessary. I hope all of you had a wonderful weekend and a wonderful time. And you know, it's near the end of the year, and we're just going to touch on a couple of things on our agenda so that we can have a way forward for next year. Because there's a lot of things that I had a meeting with all three ministers which the committee got oversight of, and there's a lot of things in the pipeline that the ministers are planning and the departments are planning, and the ministers have expressed the wish that they want the committee to be part of and driving certain things also in the planning. First of all, the Minister of Energy, he's got another solar water conference. Sorry that the committee couldn't attend that, because we were on oversight in that week. There's also the wind energy, there's also the sustainable and renewable energy, so there's quite a lot of things that's going to happen next year. But also with our oversight, we need to focus on areas where we think is best, not just type of thing, but really focus on areas where we think we can, as a committee, we can make an impact into and impact on serving the community, serving using our oversight functions properly, that type of thing. And the Minister of Economic Development has also expressed some certain things that he would like us to focus much more on companies in distress in the provinces. If we know companies in distress, what our provincial economic departments do to help those companies, what can national do to help those companies, even if it means that we need to go out on oversight to these companies and to do it in the respective provinces, in terms of looking at economic development, looking at energy. I was looking at specifically your place in the Eastern Cape on the automotive industry, whether we shouldn't do that as part of our program for next year. Go and talk to the Phoenix Ben, who else is there, Volkswagen, and General Motors. And find out the steps that the government has made and the intervention as it helps. As it Top losses, those type of things. But I'm going to put it open for discussion. point number two. First point on the agenda is discussion on the strategic planning workshop for 2016. Now, I haven't met with my co-chair yet on getting dates on that, but I think we should have a strategic planning workshop, because either we do it in January or in February after the State of Relations. But my thinking was, why don't we do it in January after the cabinet appointment? Because all premiers are there at the cabinet rakhutla, all ministers are there, and the cabinet is there, and the cabinet then starts out the plan in where you want to get some rest?
No, but I'm listening to you.
Where they are spelling out the plan for the year and doing government planning and all that. Or otherwise, we can do it after the State of the Nation address. But I think waiting so long, will we have the time? We can always then, when we have drawn up our strategic plan, come back and say, but listen, there's one or two things from the State of the Nation address that we must put in and adjust our strategic plan and that type of thing. So, if you will give us the right of way, we'll come with a draft copy at our first meeting, or we will send you draft copies and that through electronically. When the chairperson of Trade and International Relations, myself, and the secretariat, and the whip, look through the program. Just throw up a skeleton, then you can feel free to add or make proposals and add, and everything will be put in what you are suggesting. I'm thinking of taking it for a week so that we can maybe do it jointly together. 2.5 days for, or 2 days for economic development and 2 days for Australian international development. I'm also thinking of having a maybe outside state council. So having it as parliament is the way. Because everybody must run to the offices, and, people are calling us, political bosses are calling us, and all that. So either we should go to the text and Francis. I know there's a nice
breakfast there.
No, we're not going to the bed and breakfast, but there's a nice resort there. And we can, we've got a very good member of the committee that can negotiate good prices for us.
Can you mention the headline?
And we go there as a committee. I mean, there's a good resort. They've got conference facilities and all that. But we need to get away from to a place where we can just concentrate on our things.
While we're there, we can some of them do the oversight visit to the automotive industry in PE, an hour away.
But then we can spread too much for another day too much. That is Cope's view. On the strategic planning workshop, sorry, I put it open to you.
Before the workshop, are we able to receive those relevant documents and policy in time? And we should go through first before we go for the workshop.
Yeah, you see, I've liaised with the president to find out when it's the cabinet for Portland in January. So then we will get the necessary documents from there.
Then we'll have a picture.
So say, yeah, say that is the route that the government should be taking. And we should, you see, our focus area should be on the things that government said that they're going to implement and what has been said previously, so that we can have focus, clear view and focus area on certain things.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think any of us can differ with it. With your idea to say that this workshop for the basic system. But I think we must agree that given the challenges that we face in terms of making our country survive, you know, in difficult times regarding the economic development, regarding the energy, I think we need to, from a strategic perspective, think of it outside the box. And we understand that the cabinet will give the guidelines of how to reflux the road. But I think that would be the framework. There's so many issues that you can address in terms of energy, which with due respect the government and the minister don't always come up with proposal. And what I like about it seems that there's a much greater emphasis on the role of committee, you know, and their contribution than what I've experienced in the past. So I'm saying this to motivate the point to say that once we've got the strategic workshop, let's get people, knowledgeable people, expertise, that can come and brief us outside the box in terms of possibility. And it's not necessarily going to go against the government's agenda, but just to fill in that loophole that they have to say, but okay, do this or do this or do that. You know, the one issue is the issue about alternative energy. We once attended a meeting where somebody said, but you know, it's not necessary to build more dams in South Africa for various reasons and so on. But for me, addressing the issue of sustainability in terms of water, what we've experienced there at the wetlands and so on and so forth, you must have a combination of it. Save water, generate electricity, and so on. So, and there's many expertise. I mean, over the weekend there was a small article in the report, and a very simple solution to the water problem. You know, not a complete solution, but a solution. And that is why can't every house in South Africa, as part of the building regulation, have a tank that catch the water. You know, and that is where we're moving in South Africa. You know, I raised the issue about the solar panels. The other day I had to replace a geyser in my house. And I tried to convince the insurance to make it possible for me to install the solar geyser. It's not possible. An ordinary geyser cost 3,000 rand. A solar geyser now, with the subsidy of government, 24,000-25,000 rand. Now, who can afford 24,000-25,000 rand for solar? And how long it's going to take to recover the cost from that solar energy in terms of so there's many aspects, even with the other comments, many aspects that we must think outside the box as a committee that got oversight over the executive to come up with proposals. And the point that I want to motivate is let's get experts outside government to enforce that decision.
Yeah.
No,
thanks, Honourable. It's a very good point, you know. We've met while we were in Durban, we've met with the doctor that really focused and given the time. And I've really gone the extra mile and getting the necessary experience on solar energy. And she's minister, advised to the minister in the city.
Where did you meet with him?
In Durban.
That was not correct while others were visiting.
Yeah, there's not a mind. No, we were having cup of the night and met the doctor, they were looking for me. Unfortunately, I don't want to jump on the bandwagon with the comment that one of the leaders was. But clearly the doctor has got the knowledge. And I've just over the weekend looked at Lesotho's plan. Is it Lesotho, Swaziland?
Lesotho.
Yeah, you were there. And another meeting, the doctor also had one-on-one engagement.
Oh, really?
I don't know if I mean him, you missed the boat. you missed it. from what I could gather from your conversation there, was that this doctor knows the story about solar waters. And I think we're going to...
The pressure they'll take,
if the prices are not too exorbitant, but we'll also ask our good honorable Nguni to negotiate the cool price. Maybe she can do it for free to come and brief the committee so that the committee can take a proposition forward, as honorable declared, to the government in terms of our oversight as well, to say, but listen, guys, I mean, there is people capable in South Africa of doing that. Doctor has got a practice down in, or not a practice, a business down here in Cape Town in some of the places. I think we should also ask you if we can go and have a look and visit the factory as a committee, you know, so that we can take it forward. And that is the one avenue we can also look at. Then also there's there's people from Holland who was, I forget the details, but someone has also told me about them in terms of the wind power. Wind energy. There's a lot of these wind turbines in Holland, and Holland is generating such a lot of power. Over the weekend, when the southeaster was blowing like that, you know, we could have generated the power supply for a year. Honourable Flanagan, you want to say something? So thank you, Honourable Sinclair. We will definitely make use of this.
While we're doing the strategic planning, we can also check on how far the Jeffrey's Bay wind farm is. Mr. Chair, have you ever seen on paper what the government subsidy is on a solar heater?
No.
I think you've heard me asking that as a question twice already, and I never got a reply.
Mr. Chairman, there are regulations. It's not just the subsidy. The old geezer has to have a cultural hammer through it to make sure it can never be used again. So there are regulations. Absolutely. You can't get the subsidy unless your old geezer is destroyed. You don't have to take it out the roof, you can just put a hole in the roof. So it's quite expensive to get it out of it.
Yeah. Can I tell you a joke after the meeting about equipment?
All right. You want to tell me or the committee?
I want to tell the whole committee joke about the equipment and the chisel through the geezer.
Why not? Okay, they have to request, why not now?
You know, the chisel through the geezer. In the olden days,
The chisel through the honorable geezer's geezer.
This is what he said. It reminds me of when the Dutch were still in charge of the country, and they stopped the distillation of brandy in pot stores on the farm. So they went from farm to farm to farm, and if they found brandy on your farm, you were fined $100. And if you had a pot still without a hole in it, you were fined $100. And you were taken to court, and you had to pay the fine. So they found this one farmer with a pot still, and it had no hole in it, and he got fined because he had the equipment. So he put down his $100.
I don't have the equipment.
And then said,
don't charge.
And he puts down another $100, and they said, what is this for? They said, no. That's for the pot still, the equipment that I had. And they said, and then he says it's for a race case. So I said, but why race case? He says, I've got the equipment.
That's not parliamentary.
That's
unparliamentary.
Off the record, that was.
That's off the record. Grace, please don't record. Margo! Grace, it's time to write here. Please, Grace, don't record that. Please.
I'm sorry, Mr. G. It's all Honorable Clara's fault.
Babunguli, you got anything on the strategic planning work?
No.
Madam Chair?
No.
Honorable
No, Chairman, I think that we're making good progress with the holes and so on. But I concur with the Honourable Sinclair that we need to not just go there to follow blindly, we need to play a real constructive role in the process. So that's great.
Mama, Forty?
You're crying.
You just, this whole thing is not working.
Now.
No, I thought she was going to say something about the equipment that you were talking about. And not that word. No.
Babam, come here.
No, I think the chair is covered. Just to emphasize that it definitely would have a shared strategy as a good community. And I support the idea of taking someone outside government who could facilitate, from all sides.
Mm-hmm.
And also that definitely when you're here in parliament, members move out when you're in the meeting.
As we were talking, it's clear sign that, Chris, do you want to add anything on the TV plan? Nothing? Sure.
Have you got approval for the strategic plan?
No, we will get.
With our chief.
Next up, we need to have each committee in Parliament needs to have, because we need to give in our strategic plan to the House Chair of Committee.
Oh, really? Are we 6 months into the job already?
Yeah. But you see, we couldn't do it before because we have not accepted the NCOP, the House Strategic Planning plan. That we held the workshop in Monaco. So it has been accepted while we were on oversight. It has been adopted by our council. So now we can only go hours after. Because also our plans need to be informed from what is up of the. Does that answer your question, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
While we are at Captain Francis, I'd like us to visit the Eskamupia site there at Tasters as well. I think I'm getting, I like this idea even more as we go along.
Yeah, you see, that's the
I'm going
to have to move it. We'll have to move it from Captain Francis because we're going to have an oversight which I have spoken to the House Chair as we spoke at the end of the refinement. I haven't consulted my coach here yet. We told them that we'll see whether we're going to have a joint oversight again. Because we're going to have an oversight on the refinery. Both on the refinery and on our energy supply for 20 years. The World Cup and beyond. So we. Don't know if you recall the proposal that I'm making is that we start maybe in Saldana Bay, Marshall Bay, Kuha, and then for Kuha, the Eskom, the PDMR.
What PDMR?
You were just saying
that?
Tasteman is PDMR. Is that not a PBMR? Is that not a pebble bed?
Yeah.
But we're not eating a pebble bed.
But okay, let's put a taste on it. Yeah. Let's put a taste on it. Kuka and our town, or Devon. Because we only visited one refinery in Devon.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah. But there's about this, the Caltex three. Refinery, and there's the
BP
or Shell.
BP
Shell
is one, I think, isn't it?
Mm. BP Shell.
And we go to the finery here. Is there not a refinery?
No, there's a
refinery. No, there's a refinery.
But we can go and visit there. But also we want to have a look at our gas refinery, which is all the one in Saldanhaberg, one in Mosselberg, Petro SA and Mosselberg. We need to go and look at all that. So then we can do taste films as well. But while we are there, while we are in here, we also need to go down to Bangkok. Mm. So then we'll do taste films and what is the transfer?
Benjamin.
What? Transfer fish. What is it?
Anyway.
It's got to do with energy.
Oh.
Okay. And then there's plastic transport, you've got to walk 3 meters.
No, I don't know what can come from. But then we'll go through to those areas. We'll go visit the other two also critical refineries, which is very critical to the industry. Dr. Wuhan, the chairman of SAPIA, called me to say that I hope that the other two, he says he hopes that the other two refineries I'm not being left out now. Because Engen was bragging with them about our limits to Engen. So the East, so the Celtic one, and the BP Shell.
Mm-hmm.
That we need to go to look at it.
So there's a fear from Rose. The fear at Rose. Well, I've got the wrong fear in my mind.
The fear, that's the
fear. The fear.
Yeah. The came into the briefing about the jet fuel
structure. Mr. Chair, how many of the ministers are on that ministerial committee, action committee, or
the
bargaining committee? Just
yeah.
I don't know, it's quite a number. All of the economic cluster, the whole economic cluster consists of tourism, environmental affairs,
Transport,
trade and industry, economic development, mining, energy.
And the police. Shouldn't we know who the Tarsin is? How often do they meet? Because you know, when we were at the refinery in Durban, they said that this Tarsin was not considered their job a casual part-time job. It must be a full-time issue.
Okay.
Should we be able to find out?
I will find out. Good day, Honourable Mike. We are on the first point of the agenda. Just to recap, we have. Sorry, are you
there? Keep quiet.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Are you sure?
Oh, absolutely.
For the time. We're gonna apply for a strategic planning workshop. The two committees will have it together, preferably out of Parliament. But we've also got the committees placing the management of the committees. The two committees can have a look at the dates of the workshop and then draw up the agenda of the workshop and then circulated to the members, the skeleton is in the circulated to the members to add on and do the input into that. There was a suggestion that we need to get someone outside of government, outside of to come and facilitate such a workshop. strategic planning workshop for us, so that we can have a thinking out of the box type of thing. For that, everybody has been in agreement, and it seems to me that you are not disagreeing on the law phenomenon, or is that in another point?
It's another point.
Another point. Also the third point?
No.
Okay. So members, is there anyone else on the strategic planning workshop? Is that on the strategic planning workshop now?
I don't know where you want to bring it in, but tourism and the air ticket prices that we read about this weekend in the newspaper is atrocious. Did you read it?
Yeah. I think that we could also do at our workshop. Because what we are going to try to do is to get the minister present at our workshop.
Mr. Chair, but excuse me for interrupting your line of thought. You know that when they say a ticket, and it looked like a single ticket between Joburg and Cape Town was going to be, Joburg and Durban was going to be $5,000, if they ate. What worries me is that when they all talk 2010, they say the accommodation establishment must not give South Africa a tarnished reputation for ripping the tourists off. But who is first in line? The SAA. With a 5,000 rand ticket between Joburg and Durban.
No, but it's not SAA alone. That was an international trip. Isn't that an international trip? If you look at a ticket from London to Cape Town, it's also rocketing up. And in actual fact, there was another article also that BA has ripped people off in pushing up.
But their prices are not so high in terms of domestic.
You read the other article.
About
British Airways.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we can raise it with the tourism, but also 2010, people are saying that that's the prices that we're gonna pin down for the, or peg down for the World Cup.
I find myself in an interesting position here. I have a member of the DA who's arguing against the market forces driving pricing structures and wanting to intervene, and I'm sitting here wondering with how I must react to my colleague.
My point is, they say accommodation establishments mustn't be, that must be regulated, they mustn't overprice. Here comes the airline, and they are of line.
Yeah, but even wasn't that the reading that you should book early? Instead of booking then?
If you book early, you get the
discount. You still get the discount plus. Instead of, in actual words, you must plan.
Yeah.
The trip, because a lot of these soccer countries, after the draw for December, they will start making their bookings. Now, we locally, if we want to travel, because also there was another article that says that locally we should not use airlines during the Soccer World Cup because of the exorbitant price. So
have to have a caucus meeting sometimes.
Yeah. So that should be discussed in your caucus on Thursday. But Honourable Van Lingen, I think that was just, you know, there was no fact put to that. Because I don't think SAA has responded to that. So there was no fact put to that. But it's good that we should raise it in our tourism meeting just trading internet. In actual fact, that the chairperson is here, we should put it on the agenda that we should call some of the airlines, specifically SAA, just to look at members' input of by members of the committee on the program for 2010. I know you don't have the input now, but is there a possibility? I know it's Christmas and all that. When are we coming back? But maybe if we can have that. Oh, I've got the framework. Thank you, Dr. Chen.
23rd.
It's late in January.
No,
you got it.
This is January 23rd. The 21st of January. Up until the 10th of February committee, and then the State of the Nation address is the 11th of February. And the budget is the 17th of February. So I think we'll have to plan our things between the 25th of January up until that first week in February. So because I know some of the members still would like to go home by the just before the State of the Nation address to go and fix their spouses, partners. And
not there yet.
And?
Not there yet.
And what?
There yet.
Yeah.
Hat.
Oh, the hat. So I think if we can schedule our meetings as from maybe the 21st of January, within that period, honorable convenient. We're okay with that. You know, so some in Cape Town, teams are still around. Going to be a hell of a thing. Maybe that weekend of the 1st to the 5th of February.
Not weekend of the 5th of February. The quality of the work is also.
No. The week. The week of the 1st to the 5th of February.
The outside parliament, also means then the outside state house. Could be. If you can consider that, you can go to Paris.
Why?
I was thinking of maybe going to Port Elizabeth or London or somewhere. Or maybe Kimberley also, though, like to do all or Free State.
Yeah, I'm not going to Kimberley for a certain
month. In February, you must be joking.
I'm not going to Kimberley, the road lot. That's the goal.
But they
don't have
any
hope.
I hope
you believe they're going to be there, so I'm not just
supposed to. But we will have a look at it. Maybe we can go to Elizabeth.
Why not?
Yeah, maybe we can go to.
Okay.
They can't go to
I'm paying for the Elizabeth.
Maybe we can go to Sunset here.
I can't go surfing there.
Yeah, that's the problem. But members, we will definitely let you know in due course. So, Chair,
okay,
you say the from the 1st to the 1st.
Did you
win?
Would you start?
I'm not
going to
buy
Sunset.
They're
very good state with the number. No, we're
talking February. I'm saying then, that's what I
you see, so that members still got that week of the 7th leading up to the State of the Nation Address 3. State of the Nation Address is now on
the 11th,
on
the Thursday.
On a Thursday. Could be some mistake there.
But
I can't remember after Polokwane everything changed.
I think I've been here to debate on the state of the nation business from the 15th. The 15th is on a Monday. Only a one day debate, and the next day the president replies. 16th. No, something is wrong here.
June, can we leave it in your capable hands?
Yeah. No, we'll start the Honorable Mahini to sort that out. No, we are going there in March. March, April. We are going there in March, April. So, there already it is still going there that time of the year when it's so hot.
They are
going there, Mark. All right, members. So your input on what you would like us to have on the 2010 program for the year 2010 in our year program. By when can we have that community session? Reasonable date and time or space so that we can send it through to the
Can I just raise one issue? I hear that you speak about our internal things here, but I know that the work informs me that we've got a good budget for overseas traveling also. So much. We also come up with that proposal.
Yeah. If the work says so, then you know about that.
No, this is
wrong.
But of course, you must
understand it. The Honourable Member from Cope had a very, very, very pleasant trip to North Africa last week. He's excited about this and wishes to repeat the performance and spend another night in Ethiopian jail. No, it wasn't Ethiopian jail.
I think we should also include that because there is consolidated funds. I'm not sure whether those funds are still there.
Why don't you go to the convention in Norway? It's coming up now in December.
The Parliament will send a delegation, and we don't know who the delegation will be of Parliament. We're all in Copenhagen. Copenhagen.
The seminar will be such a very important question. But I'm also supposed to be. I'm told that this one is in Comedy West, and the last one I hear.
Yeah, Parliament, next effect, I spoke to the House Chair of National Elections, and he said that Parliament has not made that. Parliament has not made that. The presiding officers will still need to be guided.
When I jumped in there, because thinking about Copenhagen, there's an issue that I took up about the WTO. Parliament also is building a delegation. They contacted me as chair, and it's so difficult because Parliament or the Department of Peace committee. I thought at least the committee should go in, but looking at finances that we had planned that January to March must undertake an international trip jointly, then maybe to accept a compromise then that we don't push for the WTO. But definitely we're going to talk between several very much in our program undertaken in the So I was just reporting that there is this issue, this is finalizing issue, and I'm part of the delegation in Parliament, the chair, the minister of the second, just in terms of being part of the discussion, can't we ask the research staff and the support staff to come up with a potential proposal in terms of what we can do, what we can afford, and in terms of the program, when we can do it?
Yeah, you see, I've asked the researcher. Now, I don't know where is our researcher, but I've asked him to look at the BRIC countries, because we've got this agreement now with the BRIC countries, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China. In terms, because in those countries we've got a new sector to cover. Both committees again out of further to one or two of those BRIC countries. Because both all those five countries, or four countries in the BRIC, have got to do with energy, it's got to do with mining, it's got to do with economic development, it's got to do with tourism, it's got to do with trade and our international relations. Because our international relations in those four countries are at a very, specifically in Brazil and Russia, it's at a very teething stage. So, and as the president had said after he visited those three countries, we had a meeting with him, specifically Brazil, to say that we should really strengthen our trade and our tourism market, our relationship and all that. So, because as it has been said by tourism when they briefed the Commission of America, that the focus has not changed from the American countries to look at the BRIC countries for tourism market. So we really need to look at that. You know, we can even include Venezuela. I've asked him to include the BRIC countries, including Venezuela, Chile. Because, I mean, they're just next to each other. You know, I mean, if you can go to Brazil, Venezuela, and Argentina, I've asked him to look at that. In terms of our mining, our energy, and economic development. But also, tourism plays a major role there. I mean, Cape Town has now went and they want to do a similar thing as the Brazil, what is it, the summit of Festival of Rish, a yearly festival?
It's in Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro, yeah. Now, Cape Town wants to do something similar. Now, why can't we even say that Cape Town and Durban can do something similar to this festival? I mean, that festival alone brings in millions of dollars. You see, we, Cape Town, with the coons and that, we can do it.
You need the Latin American girls.
Yeah, we've got them in Cape Town as well. But I mean, even China with the festivals, the Chinese festivals.
And the Shanghai Expo.
Yeah, and the Shanghai Expo and all that, you know. It is really because we need to go and because I mean when I was in Russia last year, I mean I looked at the energy. And you know, a city like Moscow, all those people there. There's no blackout in Moscow. Russia's got no blackout. No blackouts at all. And sometimes energies run into a peak.
Why is there blackouts in
winter? Sometimes those energies are going to a peak. Typically, black people are using nearly what, four times the amount of energy that we are using. Just a few liters. You know?
Nuclear.
Yeah. And it's sustainable. So, do you want that input today, guys? Or by when? You want them now? Remember, sorry, that Grace wants the input now.
When is the Shanghai?
Yeah, on May. Remember last time they gave us a briefing, you know, regarding with the, I think the DGI also put in a lot of money into the exhibition. And that whole Shanghai Expo is happening from May until June. A whole month.
Great on the input now. I'll start from
Great.
No, the committee secretary has spoken. I'm not sure what it is. Should we keep to the box request here, or?
Yes, to make it short and sweet, I want to recommend or propose that we consider the option about South America for next year before March in terms of the mining, the energy, the insurance sector, tourism sector. In terms of the DTI or the trade and international relations, naturally it overflows, but I think the Shanghai or the Chinese one makes greater sense in terms of that engagement. But I think ideally we want to join the two budgets together to make it more
sustainable. The problem why we want to join the two together on our concrete, because if we as one committee go, we'll say not only 4 minutes. You know. But if it's a joint committee, then we have to include all members.
But certainly, I mean, there's cross-cutting issues in terms of the trade and
the... No, definitely.
So,
how much? What is the rest of your trade?
Well, we need to commit our budget for our financing. But we can spend it also in April. But we just need to commit, pay the air tickets, airfare, pay the hotel, you know?
Now, don't forget that this is a list of top relations and all of them.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, we must look at the year, the financial year, and decide what is available until the end of March, and utilize that money that we have properly. And then, when we plan for the next financial year, which is still part of 2010, we must look at the World Cup expense that's going to, or time-consuming thing that's going to be in the middle. So if we want to go to China, we go May and not June, when flights are expensive. Then it means we must book now. We mustn't book then.
No, sir, I don't think we'll have to go. We'll have to take two in the other countries today. It's going to be expensive for us.
It's supposed to be 1 year. We are in 1 year now, which ends in March. And then the other one is starting in April. it's not one calendar year. Good calendar year. Okay, Grace, can we ask the members to have the input say by just before Christmas or when are you closed?
Number 15.
Members, can we be reasonable now and maybe get the input? Because we are still on construction today. Say by the
27th of November.
End of November.
End.
Please. You can email it to Greg.
I'm just thinking what kind of input more than what we've given now.
Yeah.
What kind of input?
Well, we really would like the committee to focus on next year in terms of energy, mineral resources, economic development. Should we call SOE? Should we call people outside to come and brief us in terms of economic development, in terms of job sector? Should we engage with labor? Should we engage in terms of economics, should we engage with the reserve bank, should we engage with staff? That's our question. Should we get an economist, one or two or three economists, to come and place the commission?
Sometimes I get a little confused. I mean, for example, like this Transnet, is that belong to public enterprise or is it belong to our committee?
Public. But we can call them.
So we still be able to call them to come and give us a briefing about the integrated plan or whatever.
Okay. How are they planned helping the economy?
Okay.
Or boosting the economy or bringing the economy down? Should we engage NetLife? That's our question. I've already given my input, sir. But I've said NetLife, Honorable Chair said Transnet, I said Airlines, Honorable FAA. So I've already given my input, Honorable Sinclair.
It's not fine to name those things, but what is the concept of our discussion? What do we want from them? That is the important question.
The question of our discussion with NetLife is from what the economist has brought out in terms of the economic platform. The NetLife is supposed to be the arm of economic development and labor. But in terms of the job losses, in terms of the economy going down, has NetLife, through Afrikaans, of the head hella, clean up a forecast? Have they done forecasts? Have they any, you understand, in terms of the labor market, the labor force going down? We never suspected, I mean, the president promised 500,000 jobs, but now it has taken another turn in terms of we are losing jobs than we are creating more jobs. What has NetLife done about that? Has NetLife foreseen that there won't be sustainable jobs or teaching instead of teaching? Does that make sense?
Yeah, if I can say that, I know it's nice and fine to call these people, but at the end of the day, you must have your deliverables. What have we delivered in terms of engaging these people? You know? Mm-hmm. And for me, it's going behind the point of bringing the people to Cape Town for a meeting. What are we going to achieve? What are the things? Tell us how can we follow up and fulfill our constitutional mandate to each other. And the point I want to raise is to say it's fine, let's call these people, but what is the objective? Mm-hmm. And if the researchers can assist us with that, it's fine. I mean, it's nice when you get into the research material and you ask a specific question, you can see some people, some lot of interest on statistics.
No, definitely we will. I mean, you won't call them just for the sake of calling, you know. But we will definitely speak from a well researched point of view. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we must also look at what is NetLife about in the economic crisis now. The job losses. But then NetLife must come and explain to us that we have taken preventative measures there. We are trying this, and this is going to be our plan so that we can keep them accountable and have oversight over them. Say, but guys, in January we said to the committee, or February we said to the committee, that is now September. What have you done regarding that? I mean, the CETA. There's quite a lot of KSQ, but the CETA. But, in the country, but are the CETA being deployed in the right direction? Are we doing education training in the right field where the schools are? Why do we need to import? Whether we can maybe make a suggestion as a committee to higher education training. Shouldn't we focus on that? And I've read an article over the weekend where, or not, I've listened to the radio over the weekend where a person was saying, I was driving from Adam, where a person was saying that a lot of people have gone into economics, taking economics as a degree, as a study. And not a lot of them are economists. They don't know how to analyze the economic situation. You know, because they just went to economics for a degree or a diploma and that, but there's no one that can come up with a plan to say that, go to communities and say that, guys, bring, or to say to small businesses to say that, listen, bring me your books and they do this for you. There you are wasting, you are going under. they were mentioning farms in Limpopo, banana farms and all that. Where Limdef, the University of Limpopo, has had, I think it was about 400 economics graduates in economics. But only about 2% of that 400 graduates has gone back to the community in the rural areas to say that, let me help you with your book. And I understand economics.
I just like to say, on a lighter note, that we don't, I'm not part of NACLE, but I predicted in the beginning of the year that the president announced the 500,000 jobs in the country.
Well, he was bold man enough to say that. And he's not part of NACLE. And we'll come in.
And I'm sure another thing says that he's not an economist.
He's a teacher.
What I wanted to say, I'm sure the values of this speech is that at least we should let the management committee draft this program. Let us present it to the community.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll definitely not make it.
But also I want to put there on the lighter note, it's not just soccer programs that we should start. Honorable funding, honorable chair, Mama Posh, not just soccer programs, but it's half of 22. For the whole year, beyond the soccer as well. We can even include Bafana Bafana in our program. can we move? Yes, honorable chair.
Sorry. Have we ever sort of can we maybe sometimes engage with Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, and
that's the fact, you know, we should put down the fee because we need to engage with the Chamber of Mines as well.
Yeah.
And
to hear from
that was a seriously oversight from our side as a committee not to engage the Chamber of Mines and also the Chamber of Commerce in terms of economic development, but also in terms of trade. Members, can we move off point two? point three. Now, we've got about seven sets of three sets of minutes. Dora? I'm putting before you the minutes of the 6th of October.
Okay.
The 6th of October. Honorable, yeah, honorable, Beyond the matters arising out of mind, is there a... Thank you, members. 13th of October?
Would you allow me to... I don't know whether we... on the issue, but the one outstanding issue that we didn't raise is the first of human holding case issue. And it was reflected there, and there was a reason. Given why it didn't take place. But what about that outstanding issue?
You see, you have the chairperson of the Minister's put it on this committee here. Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Mm-hmm. You have the chairperson of one of these committees, so that's why you didn't deserve it.
I really not to with your counterpart at once, to, or your coalition partner.
You know something we don't know, okay?
But I think no, we should put it on our program for next year. Oh, we can do that application then if you want to go next week.
Yeah, first week next week. Life next week.
That's fine, we will make that over for next year.
Okay, sure.
I agree, Mr. Chairman.
I just have to say what I have, I'm on the side.
Thank you very much.
Now, Mr. Chairman, if you can't see the expression from Eichstel, come off still.
But I think our first priority should be the mind in the morning. Because we have so much of people today. So it should really go there. I think we should keep Twistpen for this. Or what's it?
Twistpen.
We want to visit
the Twistpen. Because it's a northern case. Remember the meeting on the 13th of October? Remember the meeting of the 27th of October? Lapalingen was there, the whole complement of the beer was there. No, only one of the Kunda. I must say, our attendance are very good, Honorable Nguni.
I think we should sort of answer.
Of what is that? You know the extent?
The answers are emailed to all members.
Have the answers been emailed?
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, we got them.
No, Honorable Nguni.
We got them in hard copy.
Nguni is technophobic, he does not do it.
Are you accepting that comment? Pardon? Are you accepting that comment or must you withdraw?
For now,
you accept.
Without prejudice.
I'll email them back then.
Okay, the secretary will email it to you again. Ma'am.
Why are we on these minutes? I can feel some tension building up in this room. Something terrible.
What is that?
You see, when we did the previous minutes, you then, after an arm wrestle, you brought in the Northern Cape back onto the program for next year. When you look at this one,
which one is that?
For the current minister, the 20, 27th. And I'm on the 6th of October. Oh. Then we left after the Limpopo program.
No, no.
On our plan for 2010.
No,
we haven't done
that. What's happening? We can do the Limpopo program. We can put it on our plan. But also the HOT is going to Limpopo on the 22nd to the 26th of March. So there is indications that, you know, committees normally goes out and visit these areas. While we are doing our HOP, we are not sitting just in the tent all the time. So we have made a suggestion to the Office of the Chairperson that while we are there, a committee on this committee, which they have accepted, are going out to do the oversight on the mine. There's about four mines, which the task team has identified for the committee to go on, to go and do some oversight.
Okay.
See, when we were, you see, there was a thing not last year, that the committee would have gone to Limpopo. That week that we went to crazy that we have also gone to Limpopo, but then there was a task team that was sent up by the Office of the Chairperson. And that task team went to look, and they have now prepared everything. So while we are there in Limpopo, the 22nd or the 26th of March, in those days, we will have full days to go and do some oversight over these. I've made a suggestion that not the whole committee goes to one mine, but honorable, the mayor needs to be delegation to one or two mines, and someone else needs a delegation to one or two mines, so that we can split up. That's because we'll have the councillors there, we'll also have the provincial, our provincial counterparts there. That we call a company up.
Jim, can I get some clarity, please? I noticed that the Honourable Gunda hasn't been to a number of meetings, and I didn't hear an apology today. What are the rules with regard to attendance? I'm asking specifically because I'm being pulled. The Honourable De Beer wants me to attend his meeting, the Finance Committee, but I'm an alternate there, so therefore I attend here. But I've got pressure on me from my own party as well to go to finance meetings. So, you know, and I enjoy this company best now, but not there. I'm a new member, and so I don't really understand the rules with regard to this. I mean, is it acceptable simply to keep putting your apologies into it?
Yeah, you see, I think Honorable Gunda is one member in the HOP People's Party. And for his province. So his party has put him on all committees in this place. And his province has put him on what committee in this place?
I'm not so sure.
Because I'm also not sure on which is his primary committee from the province. But he said to me that his primary committee, he's on all committees, he represents the territory way, so that's why he's putting him. But we will have to clear that up with the chief. Good point that you're
right. It's not specifically, I just picked it up because I saw an apology and I'm thinking, well, maybe I can give you guys an apology and go to the finance meeting.
Yeah. And if your province and the party has appointed you to this committee as full time member,
then I must come. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the way I see it. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll find the use of cell phone use in the answering. We'll put a sign on that. And the fine will be in the future because we are most of us a single malt drinkers.
How many double?
Should be two or three bucks for single malt.
But our opinion is I moved for the adoption of the minutes. I was waiting for a second, but I want to say
Comrade in arms, Honorable Sinclair, secondly.
Comrade support,
yes, members, so that's what will raise up the issue of Honorable Bunda versus Chiefer. Members,
yeah, the chairman was Tuesday. I don't specifically want to raise the issue of Honorable Gunda. I just want the,
okay.
I just want clarity, and I think I've got the clarity.
Members, the chair has proposed that the DA can't criticize the chair on how he spends his personal money. The chair has invited you to lunch at 12:30 at the Old Assembly Restaurant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you so much.
Well,
you can have a last
of
one.
The members, your increase will be coming in.
That's good news, Wolf. Tell us more, tell us more.
No, that is not 10%.
10%.
Oh,
I thought
that. So we will not wait for your December summer. It will be imminent.
Okay.
Just raise your guest house for that.
Is there any.
Put tires on my car from my constituent.
There's a meeting at the school coming. Mum, Foshi, anything from your side? On the Khali? Nothing. Baba, you want?
Chairman, I know we're going to enjoy a little social fellowship just now, but I need to just say for the record that I'm very pleased to be a member of the committee, that I've enjoyed the short time that I've worked with you all, and I look forward to the next calendar year, this financial year, to a good working, hard working relationship with you all. So thank you for the way you've welcomed me into the committee for that coming.
Thank you. I think I've been all covered. I've been very sweet.
Hey, Baba Mani. Mani.
No, I've made my
answer.
Oh, okay.
Papa from there.
Papa.
Who?
Who? Coming. For the 6 months of us together, and I hope that we will together next year as well as we did this year.
Mudar,
Mr. Chair, I can agree with anybody here that it has really been fantastic, and as a new one around here, I don't think, from what I've heard, that the other committees work so well together as what we work together. So, thank you very much. To both of you.
Yeah.
It's really fantastic being part of our committee. We feel part of this committee, which is fantastic. Thank you. Together, we can actually do it.
Only say you know you had another one from Anne, that is saying that it's only that the question is if you said an accolade from the opposition.
What are we after?
But for me today it is just to remind members that the public education tomorrow is here. We aim. We all know we aim. Just next to the dining hall, all the family dining hall is very small office. So the last time I heard the delegation from the just an 1 hour meeting with just one member. It's a committee that deals with the same issues from the GRC. But thanks very much. You've been a good member and you've been a very good committee. Thank you.
Madam PMG. Members from our side, I just want to say thank you very much. You know, you have been a progressive, you've been very progressive members. It's the first committee that I've shared in my town in Parliament that has been so progressive, you know. I've even shared petitions committee and there we also fought. But I think I've been blessed by higher powers than me, I know, to have such a lot of wonderful people. In our midst, that we see sometimes, we see beyond party political lines and we see for the benefit of the community that we serve. And that makes it so interesting and wonderful that we could look beyond difficulties and to see to the needs of the community. We are here to committing, you know. I was in Arrow over the weekend attending a family funeral there, and it breaks a person's heart to see that sometimes community has thought about more. Sometimes community must pay for it. And 15 years down the line, I think it's by time now that we should stand up. And I echo the words of the president, that 15 years down the line now, that we can't go to people and say, I'm letting you see. We should go down to the people to say, have you received? If not, why not? Get to the department of why haven't these people received? That's why. That's what rightfully there. So thank you very much for doing that. And on behalf of the three ministers that we oversee, they've also sent their regards. They apologize that I haven't been to the committee yet, but definitely in the new year, they will definitely be here. They send the committee meetings and stuff like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, we can. 12:30 in the old assembly dining room.
Thank you.
I think before we end, we also need to say thanks so much to the secretary and to all the staff. Thanks so much for their support, you know, for all this time, and wish them the best Christmas ever.
Yeah, the other committee that I've checked, I've learned that from a very good comrade that chaired a committee, Papa Dami Kwai, from the Northern Cape. The committee used to buy the secretary presents. The secretary and the researcher of the committee were the only people that got presents from the committee. That was every year. That was tradition. So I would leave that in the hands of the Honorable Chairman Van Dingen, of course, the President and Secretary of the Committee.
Thanks, with honor.
Chair, I forgot to say that as a matter of sources and protocol, I'll be reading a statement about the Cotton Wool today.
That's the thing that we have to do.
No, that's
why we are all tired.